Welcome back to Unconventional.
Fear is the mind killer.
Hello and welcome back to Unconventional. That last song there was Mind Killer, Jackal Queenstone Remix by Adam Freeland. And that is from the album Lapfox Tracks Volume 5. And you can get that on lapfoxtracks.com and various other drum and bass implements. So yes, we've got a really, really good show today. Not least because we have Simon back.
Hiya.
Say hello, Simon. Yes, you just said hello. Great. Simon, you were enjoying that banana. How was the banana for you?
That was good. I haven't eaten much today, so it really hit the spot.
Is it giving you energy for the show?
I hope so. It's a bit early to say now.
It is a little bit early. But, you know, I think you'll pick it up. You know, the energy from the banana will just sort of, like, power you through. That's what I think is going to happen.
Nutrition 101.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to talk about this Deerhoof gig I went to, which is one of the weirdest gigs I've ever been to. And, Simon, what were you going to talk about?
I think I exhausted my conversation with bananas, to be honest.
I know, we're going to have to move on swiftly.
I was going to talk about Björk, actually.
Björk, and that is the proper pronunciation, right?
Yeah, we were discussing this before because I had to do an essay on her last year. Well, I didn't have to, I chose to. so I know basically everything about it. And it's not pronounced Bjork, it's pronounced Bjork.
Yeah, I came in and I was like, oh yeah, Bjork. And Bjork. He got really annoyed.
Nah. Annoyed. I don't know. I just corrected you.
That's so good. You get to do essays on like pop stars and stuff. Yeah, I wish I did that for history.
Cool. Yeah.
It's unfair.
It's pretty fun.
Right, okay. So, coming up, I will describe to you how crazy the Deer Hoof gig was. But before that, we're going to go for a song by Bjork. Is that the right pronunciation
yeah,
there?
Yeah, from her new album, Volna Fura, which I've been digging a lot recently. It's called History of Touches.
Yeah, so that was History of Touches by Bjork. Bjork!
I'm sorry.
That was great. I really like that. And we were talking in the break about how great, because Bjork is from Iceland, and how great a place Bjork.
What a great country Iceland is, and how I'm going to Iceland next month.
You are so lucky that you're going to Iceland next month.
Yeah, well, I saw you booked my tickets. Otherwise, it's not
I'm trying to get there a year abroad, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Oh, you can hope.
Yeah, there's so many good bands from Iceland. I know Solstafir are from there. And what else? That's about it. But I know there are very good Icelandic bands out there. And Solstafir are one of them.
I came across this blog a little while ago. It's called Icelandic Bands Who Are Not Sigur Rós.
Sigur Rós are good as well.
Yeah, but it's just listing all the Icelandic bands that aren't Sigur Rós, just to show there's more to... the country.
Iceland is not fully comprised of Sigur Rós. It's not monopolised by it in any way. Other artists.
I think it does have the cliche, you know, like any music from Iceland will just be lazily described by music journalists as like ethereal or glacial or icy.
Reflecting their homeland.
even though I do think the new Björk album, sorry.
Björk.
It has that sort of cold, icy feel, but I guess the kind of subject matter
sounds a bit like Sigur Rós.
Well, no, it's the lyrical topics. It's about a breakup, you know, and she's obviously feeling very cold. Perfect.
Well, at least it's better than Sigur Rós. Hoppy Polar is about jumping in a puddle, so a bit more complex.
Not wrong with Björk. That, to be honest.
Yeah. So right, okay. So my next song, my choice, is a band called Cowtown. That's the one. Not Ski School. Ski School is the song. But I watched these guys at the Brudenell in support of Deerhoof, who I will get onto a bit later. And they were just really good. They had instead of a bass guitar, they had like a bass synth. So it just sounded really different, and the elements all just molded really well together. So I hope you like it. This is Ski School by Cowtown. That was Ski School by Cowtown. They are so blooming catchy, don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Simon's a bit ill today, so we're hoping the banana will take its course and give him the carbohydrates necessary to function as a human being.
Go carbs.
Simon just did a gesture. I'm like, Simon, this is radio. Oh dear. Right, okay, so that was a great song. The guys in that are in Hookworms as well, if you've heard of them.
Yeah, I think people have heard of Hookworms.
Are they a Leeds band?
Yeah, they're a Leeds band, as are Cowtown.
Yes, Cowtown. They supported Deerhoof. I'll talk about my Deerhoof gig now.
Yeah, do it.
They were one of the strangest bands I've ever seen, in a sentence. The drummer, because I interviewed the drummer for The Griffin, and he was he's quite an eccentric kind of guy, and we actually had to do the interview by the shower because there was nowhere in the back room of the Broodnell to go. So it was just me and him by a shower, as you do, doing an interview.
Where's this going?
I know, yeah. And then, yeah, okay, no. No, I don't do erotic fiction, don't worry. Oh, according to the tabloid. Anyway, and that's a different thing. So they went on stage, and he is just such a great drummer. He's got so much passion and, like, such good timing and beats and everything. And I think they did, in between songs, they did sort of, like, soundscapes. They were just, I think it was improvisation. So they did some improv stuff where they just do sort of, like, noise kind of soundscapes. And then they just launch straight into a song. And also when the singer, who's also a bassist, when she stopped playing bass, she did this really weird dance to all the songs. And it was like a cheerleader dance. And it was just really strange. And then at one point, this is another weird thing, the bassist / singer switched instruments with the drummer, and the drummer guy played the bass, and then they just started singing. And then the bassist... So the vocalist bassist switched with the guitarist, and then they just started, I don't know, it was just crazy. Crazy, man. But Deerhoof were a great band, really unconventional. Like, they are literally why I started the show, because of bands like this. So you should check them out, because they're great. So that is my Deerhoof review. I hope you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
So, Simon, I believe this next song is from your discography.
Yeah, it's a short one. A short one. Short. Yeah, it's by this pretty new band from America called Gloss. They just released a demo. This is the first track of that. The band's it's an acronym that stands for Girls Living Outside Society's Shiz.
Well done, good save there.
So the song is called Gloss Brackets Way From The Future.
Future reference, if you want to use the F word, use the fudge. Fudge. So yeah, this is Gloss, Way From The Future.
Claimed our female lives. Now they tell us we are girls. Our femininity doesn't fit. We're fucking future girls living outside society's shit. We're from the future. We're from the past. We don't want to wait on a future in that. We're in an end from before there are cars. The same beginning of the royal war. The future.
I'm in love.
Yeah,
that was so cool. Good.
So you listen to it again.
We'll listen to it at the end of the song. Like, I do this thing at the end of the show called the Angry Song of the Week, and I cannot match that. So at the end of the show, I will play my Angry Song of the Week, and we will close with that because that is simply amazing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fun.
When they come to Leeds, you need to book them for something, Simon. Definitely, definitely. Yes. So my next song is by a band called An Autumn for Crippled Children. Sounds pretty dire, you know, from the outset. But they're actually really quite a happy, catchy band. With a few screams now and then, you know, as is usual. It is, it's like a genre called black gaze, which is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hypnotic black metal, that's how I'd say it. So I'll give you guys a listen of it. This is The Long Goodbye from the same album called The Long Goodbye. And this is by An Autumn for Crippled Children. Long Goodbye by An Autumn for Crippled Children there. Their band name is actually derived from a song by British black metal band Ebony Lake, who are quite unknown. So I hadn't heard of them. So, Simon, you went to a house gig recently.
Yeah, I did. I was tipped off about it. I think tipped off is the way I'd put it, because this place is sort of super secretive, almost like a cult, really. It's called Whipping Dread Funhouse, and it's quite near where we are now, quite near campus. I won't disclose the exact location, that's for you to find out.
Because you'll get murdered by their affiliates.
Yeah, but they do sort of like kind of weirdly professional but secretive house parties. They've got their own website and stuff. It's like this international kind of cult party.
Sounds like the Illuminati.
It sort of is. It's like multinational as well. It like started in London, then it moved to Australia, now it's back here, and no one knows like which group of people are behind it. Apart from the guy, it's just one guy living in this massive house now called Pablo, who just seems to have a party every day in his house, which is cool.
Great.
Yeah, next song. It's a band who played in my house actually recently, and who I just really like. It's called Trust Fund, and the song is called January off the new album.
Really nice. It reminded me of sort of 60s kind of bands like Ultimate Spinach, Fuzzy Duck, stuff like that. So yeah, it was really good actually. Yeah
it's just like mainly recorded in people's bedrooms.
Definitely.
A great new album.
Really, really great. So our next song is a death metal song, would you believe it? And it is by a band called Nadir Sadek, or by a guy. It's like a one-man project, and you can get it free with Terrorizer at the minute. But I was just listening through the Terrorizer disc, and I was just really impressed by it. It is, it's called The Malefic Chapter 3, that's the album, the EP, and this is what it's about. It's sort of a concept album about a godless world, a man in a godless world who, in an attempt to deliver the souls of humankind from a limbonic afterlife, manages through arrogance to assume the seat of the devil and condemns humankind to eternal inferno. So yeah, that's the concept of it. You know, the usual death metal concepts. So I hope you enjoy this. This is one called Carry On Whispers. That was Carry On Whispers by Nadir Sadek from The Malefic Chapter 3. And if you really like that awesome concept, then I'd go check out all those EPs. So, we're going to talk about upcoming gigs that we're going to. Tomorrow, I'm going to see a little band called Anathema for a stripped-down acoustic set. Have you heard of them, Simon? Anathema.
Yeah.
What, do you know much about them?
Post-metal.
Sort of, a little bit. I don't know. Well, I actually did an interview with them, and they said that they couldn't actually define what they wanted, what kind of genre they were, because they experiment.
Yeah. How original.
It was, it was so the edgiest thing I've ever heard. I was just like, whoa. No, they're really, really nice guys.
I find it funny, though, when you get a sort of band, just like a high school covers band, who will say a similar sort of thing. Like, oh, we're just undefinable, man.
Yeah. I know, we're just so original, you know,
with our Guns
Beatles songs
covers.
Yeah. We just add a new meaning to those songs, man. I know the ones, don't worry. So yeah, Anathema, they are uncategorizable band. We'll leave it at that. And they are doing like a stripped down acoustic set tomorrow in Leeds Minster, like the big church. So that should be really good, really atmospheric. And I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm going to be in a pew, which is going to be quite weird.
Yeah,
like, I know, I'm going to be sat down in a pew. I'm like, should I be praying? Or
there's a guy actually in York who puts on acoustic punk gigs at this church there, which I mean to go to. I've seen the photos; it looks really good.
Yeah, a church has a certain sacral atmosphere that makes you respect, kind of.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably a bit smaller than Leeds Minster, but like. They, from what I can see, they don't have any amplification or PA. It is just entirely acoustic in a big church, so that'd be really cool. But you just need to make sure people don't talk halfway through.
If you whisper, if the phone goes off, then your set's ruined, literally.
Yeah.
So, Simon, I understand you're going to some gigs.
From Thursday, I'm quite busy. Sort of like a lot of grindcore gigs coming up.
That's something I'll be going to as well.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Temple of Boom, which is super cool. There's a lot of really good bands playing. Am I allowed to say the name of the main one?
Well, if it's a swear word, then...
Well, I don't know, does that count as a swear word? It's not a bad
one. I don't know, try and make a thing. You know when the F word, I say fudge, and you say shiz for the S word?
They're called horse bastards.
Bastard is in the English dictionary, so it's fine.
I'm sure like most swear words are.
Are they? Then my argument has been destroyed.
It doesn't make them okay. But I've just said it now, so what are they going to do?
Ooh, recalcitrant.
That was very unprofessional.
I know, right. Yeah, but you need to say the name of the band, obviously, you won't know. Yeah. But it's like the Temple of Boom, which is kind of, I know, it's like down some alley somewhere.
Yeah, it's just a great DIY punk venue.
I know, right. If anyone wants to go with me, anyone knows who wants to go with me, hit me up.
Or even
we'll
if
go
you
down
don't,
there.
Even if you don't know.
Even if you don't know grindcore, just come with me and experience
it. Even if you don't know Jake, just like get in touch and go.
Exactly. Hit me up on Unconventional at LSR and we'll do an unconventional trip. Down to Temple of Boom.
That would be so weird.
It would be a bit weird, I know, yeah. Right, okay, so Simon, your next song is Paradiso, I see. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
This is something I discovered kind of recently. It's not that new. It's about 10 years old, but it's...
Keep it vintage.
We don't really play a lot of sort of non-Western music on this show, so this was an example of kind of non-Western music. It's from the Democratic Republic of Congo by a band called Conano Number One, an album called Congatronics, and it's basically like sort of really rhythmic drumming style sort of stuff with electrified thumb pianos, and it's just really cool and hypnotic.
Sounds interesting. Yeah, here's Paradiso.
Paradiso by Canono number one on Unconventional.
That was great. That was Paradiso by Konono number one.
Yeah, that, like, having discovered that recently, it's one of the things you just listen to. It's like, oh my god, where has this been my whole life?
Yeah, I know. Simon was really actually perked up by it.
Yeah, just something about it makes you want to dance from like a minute of the groove.
He said that all the way through. Yeah, he said that, you know, when he's struggling to do work or something, he just puts it on. He just has a little head bop.
I can be sitting at my desk and something comes over me. I can't control it.
And then I think I started improvising with the these earphones. They've got sort of like a we'll do the sound now. They've got these like sort of rough surface on the ear muff bit, and I just started like doing that along to it, and it sounded really good.
Yeah,
I know. You could, and then I know we should have started like banging on the table. It'd be great. But I really like that because it's like a fusion between the traditional and like the modern kind
of. Yeah, just like amplified thumb pianos, you know, just like all sort of done really lo-fi, but creating this totally new hypnotic sort of sound.
Yeah, it's really good. Talking of hypnotic, I have a hypnotic song up for you now. This one is by a band called Black Sun Empire, well, an outfit called Black Sun Empire. They're a drum and bass dark techno dub group. This one's called Moonbox, and it's from the latest album, Until the World Ends. Into Unconventional on Leeds Student Radio. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I hope you enjoy the song as well. It's really quite good. We'll
Was Dragon by Mount Eerie from the new album Sauna.
It's beautiful. It was like really, you said it was really warm and
warming,
individual.
But yeah, it's sort of individualistic music, I guess, that you know, it's just for sitting alone or walking about the place just on your own, headphones in, that sort of thing.
Really had a bad day.
Melancholic, yeah.
From the melancholic to the aggressive, next up is my angry song of the week. Simon hasn't heard that jingle before and he really enjoyed it.
Oh, that was good.
Right, okay. So, my angry song of the week, this week, is by a band called Os Rotten, who was sort of an 80s crust punk band. And the song is called Fudge, Nazi Sympathy. And I think we know what fudge means. So, thank you, Simon, for being on the show and getting down here, despite your illness. The banana picked you up, and as did the music.
It's working.
And thank you, the listener, for listening. And hopefully next week we can have a great show like we did this week. So, this song is called Fudge Nat Sympathy by Os Rotten. Bye-bye.
Give a freedom, cause you're not gonna give me your eyes.